Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Wednesday of the second week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 4. Question 4. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Scholars and theologians have long posited that the summation of the law Jesus offers us in Matthew is a reflection of what is called the two tables of the law, referring specifically to the two tablets God wrote on when he gave the Ten Commandments to Moses at Mount Sinai. Exodus 31 verse 18 records this for us, where we are told, "And God gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God." The first of these tablets is usually understood to consist of the first four commandments: to have no other gods before the one true God, to make no images of God, to not take the name of the Lord in vain, and to keep the Sabbath day holy unto the Lord. These four commands deal with the relationship between man and God, and what he requires of us in order to love him according to his will and his word. The second table is understood to be the last six commands: to honor one's parents, to refrain from murder, adultery, theft, lying, and covetousness. These six commandments deal with the variety of relationships between human beings, and they tell us what God requires of us in order to love our neighbor according to his will and word. Some people, in quoting Christ, argue that he has essentially replaced the law given at Sinai with what is often referred to as the law of love. But in summing up the law in this manner, Jesus did not replace anything. What he taught in Matthew had already been taught under the Old Covenant. Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 and 5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might." And then, in Leviticus 19 verses 17 and 18, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And, as Jesus said in Matthew, all the law and prophets hang on this law of love. That is, the law of love taught by Jesus encompasses everything already taught in the Old Testament. And so we find Jesus doing the exact opposite of relaxing God's Old Covenant law. Rather, he is reinforcing it, and he is ensuring his listeners understand that everything God taught throughout redemptive history was required of them as part of their obedience to the law. Along with this, it must be understood that the division of the two tables in this manner doesn't mean the two are mutually exclusive. If we are loving God according to his word, then love for our neighbor will flow from that. If we are loving our neighbor as ourselves, then we are loving God. We do not focus on one over the other, but recognize that love for God and neighbor alike go hand in hand, is that which is required of us according to the holy law of God. Yet, as we know, left to ourselves, we cannot keep any of God's law from either table, or as it is summarized in the law of love. And thus we turn to God himself in repentance and ask that what he has commanded to us, he might work in us through the gospel of his Son, that we who have been called according to his name might indeed seek to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbors as ourselves, to his honor and glory alone, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.